Job chapter 37. At this my heart also trembles, and leaps out of its place. Listen, listen to the thunder of his voice, and the rumbling that goes out of his mouth. He lets it loose under the entire heaven, and his lightning flashes to the ends of the earth. After his voice roars, he thunders with the voice of his majesty, and does not restrain the lightning when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot fathom. For he says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," likewise to the rain shower, the showers of his mighty rain. He forces everyone's hand to stop working, that all people whom he has made may know it. Then the animals hide in their lairs and remain in their dens. The storm blasts out of its chamber, and cold from the penetrating winds. By the breath of God ice is given, and the expanse of waters frozen. He loads the thick cloud with moisture. He scatters his lightning from clouds. The clouds swirl round and round at his direction, to do whatever he commands them to, on the face of the entire inhabitable world. He brings it on to punish people, or to the benefit of his land, or to display his steadfast love. Listen to this, Job. Stand still and consider the wonderful works of God. Do you know how God directs them and causes the lightning of his cloud to shine? Do you know how he balances the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? You whose garments are warm, when there is a lull in the earth because of the south wind, can you stretch out the sky with him, which is as hard as a molten metal mirror? Teach us what we should say to him, for we cannot arrange our case because of darkness. Should he be told that I want to speak, or did anyone ever wish to be swallowed up? Now nobody can look at the sun, which is bright in the skies, but the wind passes and clears the clouds away. Out of the north comes golden splendor. Around God is brilliant majesty. We cannot discover the Almighty. He is great in power. In justice and great righteousness, he does not oppress. That is why people fear him. He is not impressed with any who are wise of heart.